For calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have a zip code?
Say that again, please. I couldn't understand you.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
My zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
My zip code is 92071.
Okay, you said, what's the zip code?
Yeah, I'm wondering about some fraudulent charges your company made on my credit card.
You said what? It's on your card?
I'm wondering about some fraudulent charges that your company made on my credit card.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. What's the zip code?
92071.
And your first and last name?
Well, my last name is Coulter, Coulter.
And what is your first name?
Rebecca.
Okay, thank you for the information. As I look into your account, we have you for the space heaters. This was for the gadget where you pay for the welcome gift, you pay for the shipping cost to have it shipped to you in my joint effect direct savings store, you pay the $56.95.
Wait a minute. I got charged for what?
The space heater.
I did not buy that. I was told that was a free gift if I paid the postage.
No, ma'am. It wasn't.
How can I return that item? I don't want it. I want my money back.
I'll go ahead. What I can do for you, I can cancel your account out, and as a courtesy, I can issue you a 35% refund.
But I just canceled that credit card because of the charges that were made through a company in Florida that's a gardening company.
Okay, you said you. Okay.
CVS drugstore sent me an ad and said if I completed a survey and pay postage only, I would get the item. So I've been charged for two items on this EasyCare website that indicate two items that are not even remotely associated to a portable heater. So there's some kind of scam going on here.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, the only thing, honestly, that we can do for you, I can issue a 50% refund.
Say that again. I can't understand you.
What I can do for you is issue a 50% refund.
Yeah, say that again.
What I can do for you is issue a 50% refund.
You can issue a ticket for a refund?
A 50% refund.
A refund, did you say?
Yes.
But I just canceled that charge card. So if you refunded it, will it still go back to that charge card?
You say you just canceled the charge? Yes, it'll go back into the charge card. Did you dispute the charge?
So you're going to issue a refund for that, those two amounts?
Yeah, what I'm asking, did you dispute the charge?
Say that again.
Did you dispute the charge?
Yes, I am disputing the charge.
You already disputed?
Am I what?
Did you already dispute the charge with?
Yes, with Bank of America.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. The only thing that we can do is we're not able to issue a refund until you have your banking institution.
Yeah, your company is doing a fraud. These two charge amounts show on your website two items for the exact amount of those charges. So I guess I'm going to have to report your company to the, you know, Better Business Bureau or the FBI or maybe Bank of America's fraud unit will follow up on it.
Okay, stay on the line for me.
But CVS Drugstore is the one that's perpetrating, or somebody's, you know, pretending to be CVS Drugstore.
Okay, stay on the line for me.
So this whole thing is a complete fraud, obviously.
Yes, ma'am. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get your account counsel now.
How do you know where my account is? How do you even know who?
Because you provide us with the information to be able to pull up an account. What I'm going to do is cancel your account. We'll be more than happy to issue the refund, but you'll have to have your banking institution to give us a call and let us know that they have dropped the dispute, okay?
Yeah, what account are you going to issue the refund to?
The account, but when your bank, you'll have to have your banking institution give us a call, but the account ending in 2477 on a Visa card.
Yeah, say that again. I can't understand what you're saying. Say it a little slower.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll issue the refund back into your account, but have your banking institution to give us a call.
Well, I'm assuming that their fraud department will be contacting you. But if you're going to issue a refund, how do you know to issue the refund to somewhere?
Okay, you say we're going to issue a refund. We will have your banking institution will give us a call. Once your banking institution give us a call, we can go from there. But in the meantime, what I did was cancel your account out for you so you will not be billed anymore in your cancellation confirmation.
Yeah, how do you know what account you're even talking about?
Because you provide me with your first and last name followed by your shipping address. And that information is
on... Yeah, what address do you show for me?
What you stated to us, the 945 Mission George Road.
That's correct. So how is it that you guys are charging me $56 for some piece of something that doesn't even match what your website says?
It's for the gadget. You're enrolled into the Factory Direct Savings Store, and that's how much it is, the $56.95.
The website that I went to was a CVS drugstore survey that said if I completed the survey, I could choose an item. And all I had to do was pay the postage of $9. So now I've been charged not only the postage, but for that dumb little plastic item that is in no way a $56 item. It is a cheap plastic thing from China. So this is a complete fraud. CVS is being deceived, obviously.
Yes.
So I don't know if Bank of America's fraud department will follow up with you people, but you're telling me you're going to issue me a refund?
Once your banking institution give us a call and let us know that they dropped the dispute, yes, ma'am.
That what? Say that again.
Once you're a banking institution, give us a call and let us know that they dropped a dispute. We'll be more than happy to issue that refund.
You want Bank of America to call you guys?
Yes, and let us know that they dropped a dispute.
Yeah, but that still doesn't solve the problem of the deceptive marketing that's going on here. That's my bigger concern, because this is obviously a deception. If you go to the Easy Care website online, you can see there are two items that are not even remotely associated for the exact same amounts. So I don't know if you're in on this fraud too, or whether you're just an innocent person getting paid to... Sounds like you're in some kind of a chat room.
No, we're not in a chat room, but yes, we'll be more than happy. Once you have your banking institution to give us a call, we'll be more than happy to refund.
So you want me to call Bank of America's fraud unit and say, tell Bank of America to call you?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord. This is ridiculous. I want to return this item. I don't want this. This is a complete fraud. How do I return it and get my money back?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Once you have your banking institution to give us a call, we'll be more than happy to put your funds back into the account as long as they drop the dispute.
Yeah, well, that account's been closed as of this morning, so I don't know how you're going to issue my refund.
I understand it has.
I'm just going to tell you, ma'am, whoever you are, you're dealing with a very fraudulent thing going on here. And if I were you, I would find another job, because that's really bad what's going on. It is very bad. It's very sinful, because it's fraud and it's lying and it's cheating people. I'm sure you can find a better job that you don't have to go down such a horrible road as this to be participating in this kind of fraud on people. There's no telling how many other hundreds of people have been defrauded this same way. So I'll say a prayer for you that you will change jobs and find something legitimate. And I will have Bank of America call you if they're not already, their fraud department. So I hope you're aware now what you're involved in, if you weren't before. Are you?
You said, are we involved in what, ma'am?
You're involved in a fraudulent activity going on.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so if I were you, I would change jobs so you don't get in trouble too. Because now you're aware that it is a fraudulent company.
Okay. Well, yes, we're not...
That's my suggestion. I'll say a prayer for you, whatever your name is.
Okay.
Very bad. All right, I'm not going to waste any more of my time on this. I'll let Bank of America's fraud department know what we've talked about here. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for calling the customer service.